You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Take your Bibles, turn to the book of Jeremiah. We're glad you folks from Reading are here today. Thank you for visiting us and being part of our services today. The book of Jeremiah, we'll let the orchestra come around. Chapter 2, Jeremiah chapter 2. Let's begin reading in verse number 1, and we'll read together to verse number 11. Jeremiah 2. 2, 1 through 11. Let's pause at the commas, the periods, the semicolons, and stay together. Let's read it like we mean it. Jeremiah 2, 1 through 11. Ready? Begin. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, is verse 11. I was speaking to you tonight on America has changed her God. The Bible says, hath a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods, but my people have changed their glory for that which doth not profit. Father, I love these people so much. I don't want to disappoint them tonight. And I pray in our closing moments of this Sunday, this Lord's Day, that God, you'd speak to our hearts. We have a responsibility. We cannot be the president or the senators or the Supreme Court. We have no bearing on any of those people. But God, we can be your people, the child of God, the child that, as the Bible says in chapter 2, verse 2, that Jeremiah cried over his city. He wept over his city. And I pray that we would realize that we're changing so fast. Wake us up, please, is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight I read to you from the United States Supreme Court. This is what the Supreme Court has said three times in our nation's history. Our laws and institutions must necessarily be based and be embodied on the teachings of the Redeemer of mankind. It is impossible that we should otherwise, and in this sense, to extent our civilization and our institutions are emphatically Christian. This is a religious people. This is historically true. From the discovery of this continent to this present hour, there is a single voice making this affirmation. And we find everywhere a clear recognition of the same truth. These and many other matters might be noticed at a volume of unofficial declarations of mass of organic utterances of this Christian nation. This is a Christian nation. The Supreme Court said that three different occasions. This is a Christian nation. And yet we live like we're heathens. The Supreme Court and the courts of and the Senate and the House in Texas voted this week, like three other states, to put the Ten Commandments by the light switch of every school. Thank God for that. Well, the lawsuits have already begun. We used to never have, when I was in school, we had the Ten Commandments. Public school right here, 15 minutes from here. We never had the police on our property. 2,500 young people in our high school never had the police there. But now we've taken the Ten Commandments down and we have nothing but chaos. This is a Christian nation. Benjamin Franklin said this: in the beginning of the contest with Britain, we were in sensible danger. We had daily prayers in this room, speaking of the House and the Senate chambers, for divine protection. We prayed and God heard our prayers. He said, I have lived long enough, and have lived, and the longer I live, the more convinced I see the proofs of this truth, that God governs the affairs of man. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, what possible empire can arise without his aid? Benjamin Franklin said, I beg, therefore, he said to the chambers that day, I beg, leave move that henceforth prayers imploring the assistance of heaven and the blessings of God be upon this assembly every single morning. You know, as we look at America's history, and I thank God for the Great Awakening. I thank God for the Second Awakening. I thank God for this, which is going to be the Third Awakening. It's never come to California. The First Awakening took place in the East Coast. The Second Awakening with Moody and that crowd and Sunday took place in the Midwest. The West has never had a Great Awakening. The West, the East had their first president in 1760 was George Washington. In 1860 was Abraham Lincoln in Illinois. And in 1960, it was Richard Nixon in California. The chain of Christianity always runs east westward. When Paul wanted to go to take the gospel, it was his desire to take his gospel to Africa. And the Spirit begat him and forbade him to go to Africa. And the Spirit of God moved him to Europe. And from Europe, we have our motherland, and they were influenced with the gospel, and it came to America, and we were given the gospel. In 1620, pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock. In 1638, after they established their farms and after they established their places of worship, they said, we must have a place to train our boys and girls the precepts of the Word of God. And in 1638, they began a school, first college in America's history, called Harvard. As they began Harvard, let me read you the tenets of their foundation. Harvard said this: after God carried us safely to New England and we built our houses to provide necessary for our livelihood and reared convenient places of worship and settled in the civil government, one of the next things we longed and looked for was to advance the learning and perpetuate its prosperity. In the rules and the precepts of Harvard in 1646, they said this: every student shall consider his main purpose in life as studies to know Jesus Christ as Savior and eternal life. Everyone shall consider his main end in life to study to know God. Seeing that the Lord giveth wisdom, everyone shall seriously by prayer seek his wisdom of him. Everyone shall so exercise himself, reading the scriptures twice daily, that they be ready to give an account of their proficiency according to the reliable calculations. 52% of the first graduates became ministers of the gospel. But look what Harvard's doing today. Harvard is saying death to the Jews. They're saying death to the Jews, and they're protesting in the Habib for Hamas. Islam. That's Harvard. In 1701, because Harvard so corrupted, another Ivy League school started, as Harvard started, with the purpose of training preachers to preach the gospel, called Yale. And the Presbyterians started that. A few years later, as they began to corrupt, we began as Baptist Brown University. And Brown University is now corrupt. And Queens College. The 10 Ivy League colleges, every one started as a Bible college. But every single one, I won't send a dog to any of those schools. Let me say that again. I won't send my dog to that school. And I don't have a dog, but if I had a dog, I wouldn't send him. The Bible says here, they changed their God. Verse 5, thus saith the Lord, what iniquities have your fathers found in me? Jeremiah asked a great question, because they changed, they forgot their heritage. Whenever you forget your heritage, you announce its doom. The Bible says, thus saith the Lord, what iniquity of your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me and have walked after vanity and become vain? I'll tell you, I know North Valley Baptist Church is going to continue another 50 years. How in the world have we stayed for 50 years and not changed? We're still singing out of a songbook. We're still having a pulpit. We haven't removed the pulpit. We haven't removed the choir. We haven't removed the orchestra. We haven't removed the piano. We haven't brought the drums in here. We haven't canceled Sunday school. We haven't amen. We haven't canceled Sunday night. We haven't canceled Wednesday night. We're still preaching the word of God. And you know what? That's our heritage. We're still running buses. We ran them today. And we still have soul winning every week. The place was packed yesterday. Soul winners going out. And we still have missionaries that we support. And we still have radio going on 24 hours a day. Hey, I want to tell you something. You cannot forget your heritage, where you came from. I remember when we started. Mary, you came shortly thereafter, really. So many of you did. The Skirties and the Jacobs, their anniversary is this week, and the Manley's your anniversary, 47 years, and the Van Dyke's 48 years, and on it goes. I was making a list, the Florendo's back there, I see you. You've been here over 40 years, there's so many over 40 years. But I tell you what, I remember when we began, I said tonight, Sunday school was already, we already had Sunday school on Sunday morning. I said, now tonight, I'll be preaching on this subject. And you know, Sister Carmen, people kept coming. And that building, Jim Carrey and I, my wife was out of town to go see her dad. And I remember we started in that auditorium on Sunday night after church. And we tore out two walls. We did it without the church's knowledge. And on Wednesday night, they came and the walls were disappeared. And we were still in construction. By Thursday night, about 3 a.m, we finished that auditorium. And I stood on that new platform, and I stood in that auditorium, and I counted those metal chairs. I counted 198 chairs. I said, oh dear God, what have I done? How will we ever fill 198 chairs? I remember, Brother Everson, I was just anguished at, what did I do? How did I do this? Why did I do this? That's all we had. We had one building. 198 chairs, but you know, to God be the glory. Those chairs were filled on Sunday morning, almost immediately. And they were filled on Sunday night. And we overflowed into the lobby area. And we overflowed, and folks were outside. And God began to work. But I'm going to tell you, friend, something. It was always Sunday night. And under my watch, it's always going to be Sunday night. You're having a hard time finding churches that are open Sunday night. My heart aches. I believe in the Silicon Valley. I believe this is true. I believe there's only one other church in an area of 2 million plus people. Only one other church is open tonight. I don't understand that. God's word says, forsake not the assembly of yourselves together, as a matter of some is, and here it is, and so much the more. When we begin to forget our heritage was a 1949 international bus, a 1949. We had a 1956 GMC. We had a 1957 Chevy. That's what we began with. We began running those buses all over this region, reaching people with the gospel. We had people in church again this morning that I used to ride the bus. And now they're back. They come every week like that. I pass tracks every day of my life if I'm out. And as I pass tracks, almost daily, not every day, but almost daily, someone say, I rode those buses to your church. We've had 1.6 million riders. I know the bus ministry's about gone in America, Brother Cahon, it's about gone. They're not running buses anymore. Almost every church has stopped a choir. Brother Doug, how could that happen? We don't have choirs. Soul winning's a thing of the past. What of the loss to Christ? And here they changed because they forgot the heritage. Don't ever forget, Brother Moyer's making a museum for us. We're going to begin over here with the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. Come to the 2000s and 2010s and 2025, all the way around this auditorium. The hallways will be closed down for about 3 weeks. And you'll see the heritage of this church. That's always been people. Not only did the fathers forget the heritage, they forgot the Lord. It's one thing to forget your heritage, but to forget the Lord, verse 6. Neither said, where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt? That led us through the wilderness, through the land of the desert, through the pits, the land of drought, the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through and where no man dwelt. They forgot the Lord. I know it's hard to believe, Brother Martinez, but I could take you to most churches this morning, most, no mention of God. It was a seminar. Brother Whitlow, it was a seminar. It's how to get along with people. How to be successful in life. This is not a seminar. This is not trying to teach you how to be successful in life. That's the byproduct of teaching you about the Lord. And the Bible says that they forgot their heritage, they forgot their Lord, and then the religious leaders forgot his holiness. Look at verse 8. The priest said not, where is the Lord? They that handled the law knew me not. The pastors transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal, and they walked after the things that do not profit. I hope I get to be your pastor a long time. But any way I look at it, I've used up my days for God's people. I used my 20s and my 30s and my 40s and my 50s and my 60s and now 70s. I've used them on this church. And I hope God gives me strength. But But I pray every week, oh God, do not let me teach wrong from this book. These are your people. And these prophets, these pastors, they began to become careless. That's why they lost their nation, because the pastors were careless. People oftentimes say, what can I pray for? Pray that I don't become careless. I find that they changed because they forgot their heritage. They forgot the Lord. They forgot holiness. They forgot righteousness. Verse 22, please. For though I wash thee with nitre, with soap, thou shalt take thee much soap, but yet thine iniquity is marked before me. How can thou say I'm not polluted? How can God's people say I'm not polluted? You see, God's people began to allow things to creep into their lives. Not things that are holy, not things that are just, not things that are godly and right. And God was just a Sunday morning thing. But you see, they forgot their heritage. They forgot their Lord. The religious leaders forgot their holiness, and the people of God forgot their righteousness. Well, what's the answer? Chapter 3, verse 13 is the answer. Read it with me, will you please? 3:13. Jeremiah 3:13. Ready, begin. You and I have to make a decision tonight. We have to. If our Lord tarries, I know that one day I'll die. I want to leave a good church for you. I want to leave it for your children, your children's children. I want to leave you a place that the next pastor could take this and grow it beyond what I could ever do. But you're going to have to decide. You're going to have to decide tonight, are you going to change everything?
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.